A song you might remember is on my album that came out in 1985.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. It's good to be with you, all of you today, and today's message is One Greater Than the Temple Is Here. One Greater Than the Temple Is Here, and it comes out of Matthew chapter 12. If you want to turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 12, and we can read along. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and his disciples were hungry and began to pick some heads of grain and eat them. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath." He answered, "Haven't you read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? He entered the house of God, and he and his companions ate the consecrated bread, which was not lawful for them to do, but only for the priest. And haven't you read in the law that the priests on the Sabbath duty in the temple desecrated the temple and yet are innocent? I tell you that something greater than the temple is here." I want to just holler out a warning to you right now that literally devil's preachers are moving in on the church. Satan, literally, because of the college institutions, literally they're training up satanic preachers. I mean, your Christian college institutions now are training up satanic preachers who call themselves Christians. Now, this is a warning going out to everyone today that it's worse than I can even tell you. It's worse than I can even tell you how Satan literally has infiltrated the church. And you need to understand this today, because the church now is trying to take authority and is trying to oppress you. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus spoke. When these Pharisees approached him, when they were hungry, and where they were picking grain, they tried to show their religious authority over Jesus, and he said, I tell you that something greater than the temple is here. And he said, I tell you that someone is greater than the temple. Now you need to understand, back in the day, anytime you entered into the temple, if someone would go into the temple, they would die. God would strike them down. It was the most holy of holies. So you'd walk into the temple, and if you even tried to steal out of the temple, you'd be struck dead. And only the priests were allowed to go into the temple. And so Jesus is claiming that one is greater than the temple is here. And he goes on to say, if you had known what these words mean, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice," you would not have condemned the innocent, for the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. Now, Satan is on the pulpits today. Oh my gosh. And they are evil under this religious demon. And I'd love to talk to you about how these religious demons have come in to kill Jesus Christ. So evil, but Jesus saying, I tell you that someone greater than the temple is here. Someone greater than the temple is here. So go on to verse 8. Going on from that place, he went into the synagogue, and the man with a shriveled hand was there. Look, for a reason to bring charges against Jesus. Who was trying to bring charges? Well, it was the church against Jesus. And they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" He said to them, "If any of you has a sheep and it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? How much more valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to a man, stretch out your hand. So he stretched out his hand. It was completely restored, just as sound as the others. Now, you need to understand that Jesus was healing on the Sabbath. But what did the church people do? What did the church folks want to do? But the Pharisees went out and plotted how they might kill Jesus. You need to understand, and we've been going over this, and how the church people, there's a huge difference between the church and Jesus Christ. When Jesus continually tells these church folks that he is greater than the temple. He is greater than the temple. So if one is saying he is greater than the temple, that one is saying that he is God. Jesus Christ is God. He's saying he is greater than the temple. And he says, look, the Ten Commandments say you shall not steal. He says, but if you were hungry, would you not steal on the Sabbath? I mean, you know, believe it or not, stealing is wrong, but there's a time that stealing is right. If you are hungry and you have no food, there's a time, like David, he went into the temple and he stole the bread. There's a time to steal to eat. Oh, come on, somebody. You've been taken over by Satan. You've been taken over. You are so disgusting. And I can't even tell you this, that Jesus is greater than the church, because you have been brainwashed by your pastor and he's got you under mind control. Okay? That's why you keep going back under this mind control. He's got you under hypnosis. And all you had to do was follow Jesus. But you've been under control, mind control of your church. When it was the church folks that really crucified Jesus Christ. They freed Barabbas. They crucified. So here's Jesus saying, hey, look. He says, there is one greater than the temple. He's saying, I am God and I am greater than your evil damn church. Okay? Jesus is the head of your church. And so, I'm just reading in the newspaper that the military has just elevated a Muslim to now have spiritual power over 14,000 U.S. troops. Meanwhile, the chaplains who prayed in Jesus' name has now been kicked out of the military. I mean, literally, we want Barabbas and we want Satan now in our churches. Literally, Satan has taken over our churches. Oh, you bastards, you don't listen to nobody. You love Satan anyway. You care more about Satan than you do Jesus. But Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. And you need to understand, for he says this, if you have known what these words mean, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the innocent, for the Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath. He says this on Matthew chapter 12, verse 8, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. So, what did Jesus do in this proclamation? He took on his own authority and took the whole matter out of context and their law. He didn't even care about their law or their interpretations of their law. He didn't give a damn about their opinions. No, no. He didn't give a damn. He even out of the law of Moses, he didn't care. So Christ had the right to set aside all of those. And in the final analysis, his disciples needed no permission except Christ to do whatever he permitted. Some of you have been so much under control of these demonic forces, these religious demons. And you've been trying to get permission from your pastor, from everybody else. And all you had to do is turn to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ already gave you the permission. So this place has been cited as proof that Christians should keep the Sabbath day, but the opposite is taught, that on the Sabbath day, Jesus ignored the Sabbath day. He ignored that special day. He says, I don't give a damn about your rules. I don't care what your law says. I don't really give a damn, you religious bastard. We all know you paid $100,000 for a cheap education only to follow Satan. We all know that you love Satan now, and you've taken Jesus out and says, and Jesus saying, I don't give a damn about your Sabbath. I don't give a damn about your rituals. And Jesus is saying the Sabbath should be ignored and rejected utterly. Can you believe that? Jesus was saying, I don't care. The Sabbath should be ignored and rejected utterly unless Christ commanded it, in which he did not. For Paul said he took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross in Colossians 2:14. See, the problem is you guys have been brainwashed by your preachers, man. In your church, you're under mind control. You're under hypnosis. You're under Jim Jones, man. You guys are under a cult. Literally, your church has turned into a cult. Your pastor's Satan. He's screwing your wife, and your family's breaking up. And you wonder why, what the hell's going on? Well, the church did it to you, man. I've been to a church where they set the women on one side, the men on the other side. You go to church, the first thing they do, they grab your kids and they take you down and they want to put you in a tiny hole, and who knows what they're doing to your kids. You're under this mind control, and Jesus said, I don't give a damn. I don't care what the Sabbath day. Matter of fact, I'm going to go and I'm going to take corn on the Sabbath day. I'm going to pick some grain. So we always knew that the church, the priests, the preachers, they all hated Jesus, man. That was always the case. That's why they crucified Jesus and they freed Barabbas. It was always the preachers and it was always the priests. They always wanted to control. They had all the influence over the masses. And Jesus was minding his own business with his 12 disciples. And they said, what right do you have? And for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath, I tell you, something's greater than the temple is here. He's saying, he is admitting that he's God and he's greater. You see, Jesus, who is God, is the head of your church. So going out from that place, he went into the synagogue. And a man with a shriveled hand was there. He looked for a reason to bring charges against Jesus. They asked him, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath? And he said to them, if any of you had sheep and it falls on the pit on the Sabbath, will you not take hold of it and lift it out? And how much valuable is a person than a sheep? Therefore, it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath. And so the man stretched out his hands. He healed it. But what did the preachers and the priests want to do? They wanted to kill Jesus. And this kind of spirit is here today. And it's in the church. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. And we need him now. So meanwhile, we're getting more evil. And we see in America today and how they literally love Satan. And we see this at now at town hall meetings when they're trying to pray. Literally just, they don't want Jesus. I mean, we are under some really sick cultic mindset in America today. I mean, these Luciferians, I mean, America is under control of Satan. Thank God we have Donald Trump. We need to pray for Donald Trump. And yes, we need to pray for those real preachers out there who are taking a stand and preaching the gospel of Jesus. We need to pray for them too. So, I want to tell you that there is a time to steal, and when Jesus and his disciples, they were hungry and they were stealing corn on the Sabbath. But he's saying, I'm God. Jesus was saying he was God. Not like these evil demonic churches who try to play God. Now, you understand there's churches today that want to play God in the community. And they literally got their demonic pastor playing God. But I'm telling you, Jesus is God. All right? And he says, I don't give a damn about the Sabbath. I don't care about your rules. All right? That's what Jesus said. All right? That's not what I'm saying. That's what Jesus said. So if you turn with me to Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, behold, I am going to send my messenger, and he will clear the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. Read what the Bible says. The Lord will come to his temple. Jesus said that he is greater than the temple. Jesus is God. He is coming to the temple. Jesus owns the church. Jesus is the head of the church. Go on to Hebrews 3, verse 3. For he has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, but just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house. Isn't the builder greater than the building? We've seen some magnificent looking buildings. I've seen some magnificent looking churches. And I tell you, those that build it are greater than the building. Who is the builder of the church? It is Jesus Christ, and he is so much greater than the building. We got to stop worshiping the buildings. We got to stop worshiping the preachers. We got to stop worshiping the programs. And yes, we have to start worshiping Jesus Christ, who is greater than the church. Oh, come on, somebody. We need Jesus Christ back in America. We need Jesus Christ back in our public schools. We need Jesus Christ back in our hearts, our families, our finances. Yes, we need Jesus Christ. He's like chocolate chips in a chocolate chip cookie. Oh, come on, somebody. He is sweet to our soul. He is sweet to our soul. I know some of you like sweets. Why don't you turn to Jesus? Because he is sweet as all. Oh, you don't understand me because you are under the mind control of Satan. You're under this territorial spirit and they won't let you free. Oh, come on, somebody. Just like Daniel, he had to keep on praying, keep on praying, keep on praying that these territorial demons would leave him alone. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ, he is the builder, and he is so much greater than the building. That's why he said, one that is greater than the church is here. Jesus Christ is so much greater than the church. You've been putting too much trust in your church. You've been putting too much trust, and I'm here to tell you now, it's time for you to start focusing on Jesus Christ. Only Jesus can unite a nation. Only Jesus can unite a country. Only Jesus can unite your heart. It's only Jesus Christ and Jesus alone. Some of you, you've been under mind control way too long, but I'm here to tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says, for the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is God. You see? You see? What was he saying? Christ had to write, Jesus Christ had the right to set up all of these rules. Jesus Christ did not need permission. Jesus Christ did not care about the rules and regulations. He did not care about the Sabbath day. He ignored it all. He rejected it all. Yes, only Jesus Christ. Why? Because he nailed it to the cross. Jesus nailed it to the cross. In Genesis 2:3, then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made. You see, Jesus Christ rested on the seventh day. And he is greater than the temple. Jesus Christ in Matthew 12:6, I tell you that Jesus said he is greater, that someone's greater than the temple is here. What did they want to do? They wanted to elevate the church among Jesus. What is happening in America today? They're elevating church before Jesus. I don't know how many demonic churches I've been to. I don't know how many demonic preachers I'm seeing today. I'm a little bit sad in my soul that Satan has taken over our churches. I'm a little bit sad that Satan has taken over our military. We have a spiritual problem in America today. We are a Judeo-Christian nation, but instead we love Islam. We need to bring Jesus back in America. You want to know why there's so much confusion in this country? Because we have taken the Prince of Peace out. What is Jesus? He is the Prince of Peace. You want peace back in America, you better bring the Prince of Peace back in America. I know some of you today, you're so puffed up on your religion. You're so puffed up, but you're really evil. You love Satan and technology and this one world beast global system, the New World Order has taken over your mind. Some of you today, you're so dumbed down, you don't know what planet you're on. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ wants to take you and raise you up. I'm here to tell somebody today that there's hope for you. I'm here to tell you today that Jesus wants to make you strong. Jesus and Jesus alone, and wants to keep you walking along. He wants to sing a brand new song. Jesus Christ is the one that you need. Jesus Christ is the one that you desire. Some of you, you're always looking for something more and more and more, and you wonder why you're not fulfilled. You got a nice house, and you wonder why you're just desiring a bigger house. It's because you need Jesus. You see, the word Jesus comes with contentment. You need that contentment in your heart and in your life and in your soul. Some of you today, you got a nice car, but yet doesn't make you happy. Some of you, you got a woman to love you, but she don't make you happy. Some of you women have a man that loves you, but he doesn't make you happy. The reason why is because you need Jesus. I'm here to tell you that only Jesus can make you happy. Some of you, you go to church and church don't make you happy. Why? Because church was never supposed to replace Jesus in your life. Oh, Jesus and Jesus alone is what you need. But you see, you've replaced it. You replaced Jesus by your iPhones. You replaced Jesus by your money. You think because you look good on the outside, but on the inside you're full of dead man bones. Oh, come on, somebody. You look good. You might preach good, but you really have forgotten Jesus. I don't know about you today, but I just wish that you would return back to Jesus, America. But you don't care because you just want that affirmation from other people. You want to look good in society. Some of you, you want to look good by what people say and not what Jesus says. Oh, some of you preachers, you look good in your suit and tie, but you're really crying deep inside because you lost the fire of Jesus Christ. Again, all you want to do is somebody to say good job and how holy you are, and really you're a tool used by Satan. And I'm here to tell you today the reason why a lot of bad things are happening, because we're worshiping demons. There was just a story that was in the newspaper or was on the media. 12 kids got run over by a van down in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and during a Mardi Gras parade. Well, if you really understand the spiritual implication to that, during the Mardi Gras parade, they worship all these goddesses, these feminist goddesses. Well, she came to grab the children. You need to understand, when you start worshiping the demons, bad things are happening. Oh, you need to understand, I'm here to tell you that Jesus is greater than the temple, and Jesus wants you to worship Him alone and to cry out to Him. I know some of you, you don't listen to me because you'd rather look good in community. You're so puffed up on religion that Satan has taken over your mind. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus said that He is greater than the church. Jesus means Emmanuel, that He is God. Jesus saying, I am God and I am greater than your evil damn church. I don't know how about it. Jesus saying He is God, He is greater than your evil damn pastor. Hey, you Catholic. Hey, Jesus saying He is God and He is greater than your evil damn church. Hey, you Baptist. Jesus saying He is God and He's greater than your evil damn church. Hey, you Methodist, Jesus is saying He's God and He's greater than your evil damn church. Oh my gosh, you don't understand this today, that what you really need in your life is Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm telling you, He's the only one that can bring you peace. He's the only one that can provide for you. He's the only one can lead your steps and help you out on a daily basis. Jesus wants to be your friend. He is knocking on your door, but you're not not letting them in because you're watching cable television. You're being brainwashed by the flickering of the television. Your mind now is going. Oh my gosh, you are under mind control and Jesus has been knocking on your door. Oh, come on somebody. Some of you, all you do is sit in front of your computer and you play these stupid games, and what is happening to you is your mind's being taken over by Satan. Oh, come on somebody. So you go to the grocery store and you get some food and you didn't realize that food you just ate was food that came from Satan. So you go back to your house and you open up, get some water. You drank water from Satan because you didn't buy the purifiers. I don't know what to tell you guys. We are in a battle. We are in a war. We are under territorial demons. Oh my gosh, it's worse than I can imagine. I just saw two demons the other day, literally are pastors of a church. They're literally satanic. And I cannot begin to tell you and bring up the warning. It's worse than I can imagine. All I can tell you is what Jesus said. He said he is greater than the church. He is greater than the temple. And yes, it was the priests and the preachers. They crucified Jesus Christ to free Barabbas. I cannot begin to tell you where we're at today. We need Jesus back in America. And we need him now. Yes, we need Jesus back in America. And you need to understand that Jesus Christ is greater than the temple. Yes, Jesus is greater than the temple.
It's a song you might remember. It's on my album that came out in 1985.
Deadhead sticker on a cataract. A little voice inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back. Thought I knew what love was, what did I know? Those days are gone forever, I should just let them go. But I can see you, love keeps shining in the sun. You got the doctor down, radio. Look back at me, Wayfarers on me.
Thank you so much.